the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
Are you looking to make your in-app messaging more unique? Well, you can elevate your communication with Foji Custom Emojis. Designed from authentic content, their custom emojis convey genuine emotions and meanings. Whether it's for individual chats or mass communication, Foji seamlessly integrates across all your favorite platforms. Learn more by going to fojiapp.com. That once again is fojiapp.com.
How to sell your cash generating app? First of all, you have to consolidate your numbers in one place. I have a YouTube video in my channel that you can find in my Instagram bio where I explain or I share my spreadsheet where you can save your numbers for later on. You can follow your conversion rate, what's happening and everything. Let's say you want to know if you spend $1,000 at this conversion percentage, at this paywall conversion, at this trial conversion, how much I'm getting back and how long will take me to get my money back. So I have the D30, D60 and D90, which is day 30, day 60, day 90. This will be automatically calculated based on your input. And I have a video where I explain this in my YouTube channel. Go there, subscribe, watch it, and I will know how to do it. Of course, third-party SDKs for in-app purchases are very important. AppHard has explained revenue cut. Everyone knows about this. Ad tracking event, Amplitude Firebase or others. If your target is sale in 12 to 24 months, you have to get organized from the beginning so you don't You don't confuse the buyer. You have the Google Drive that you share and boom, he has everything from day one. Try to avoid collecting stuff after you sell. It's not good. GitHub for code, obviously. Hire a broker to represent you and help you with a realistic valuation because most of the developers think they are fathers and they are selling their kids. Please wake up. Man up, it's a business transaction if you are getting into this kind of things. So I will get you a real example later on, but this is my recommendation. If you really want to sell, get advice from professionals like a broker. Don't get trippy about valuation 10x, 11x. No, it doesn't work like that. I will explain in the next slide. So this is the reporting slide. You will find a video where I explain how to report weekly basis or hire a VA to fill it for you each week. So you know where are you going with your conversion rate. The two blue lines are the conversion rate from, I think, the listing and the conversion rate of the paywall. Those are my main, where I look to, let's say, see, hey, did we do better last week or not? So go ahead, Steve.
They're not my YouTube bends, by the way, you know, like, I mean, this is per week, but like, you know, the most you spent was Google 8,000. 1 week, but it was a few thousand dollars.
Those are real numbers, and it's included in my sheet in YouTube. So you can get that sheet with real numbers. Clear it for yourself or can make a copy. So how to... Okay, so app valuation, it's a TTM profit, which is the trailing 12 months profit multiplied by the multiplier that we are going to talk about. As I said, TTM profit, not sales. People or develop. I spoke with a couple. I was buying Samba. I purchased a lot of apps, and developers think that they will sell based on this sales multiplier, which is not good. I was trying to do some education along the way and convince them that it's about profit, not sales. Yep. So if your app is doing 100,000 a year, let's say average 8,000 a month, but that's average, but doing 60K per profit per year, TTM. Our multiplier is starting, we start talking about 60,000. We ignore your 100,000, doesn't matter. I took 2.5x value, the multiplier. Many factors, you had the Blue Throne guys speaking with you in the channel. Everyone watching, you go look for that video where they go through exact items where to look for to generate your multiplier. And in this case, 60 multiplied 2.5 is 150K. Of valuation, and this is a real, let's say real time, a real example, but it's a good example.
This is a reasonable multiplier. Like, don't expect anything.
Negotiation can take up to 4 to 12 weeks with different buyers. So you are not talking, if you hire a broker, you are not talking to one buyer, you may talk to two, three. You need to slow down, take your time, and this is a lengthy process. It's not overnight process. Don't stop user acquisition while negotiating. I saw it many times with when I was trying buying. If you are doing advertisement, your numbers are good. If you start selling, don't stop your user acquisition because the buyer will keep looking to your numbers every day until they sign the contract. And once your numbers drops, you are in big trouble. They will start asking questions, especially if they are paying you a lot of money. If they know they will pay you a lot of money. They will start asking questions, what happened after the conversion rate? Is it compliance issue? Did Apple block you? So don't do stupid stuff while you are selling. Don't stop updating the app. Don't lie about the organic versus paid user acquisition. We did 100,000 in sale. It's all profit. No, it's not. Obviously, it's not. You have cost at that scale, and you have to present your numbers because someone tried to do this for me. I was buying an app from him, and he told me, oh, it's all organic, $1,000 per month. Then I checked the iTunes Connect, App Store Connect traffic sources. There is a lot of Google. I told him, hey, you have Google Ads running. Show me the account so I know what you have been running as campaigns, so at least I can copy those campaigns for myself. So all in the game shifted. So the pricing and the multiplier changed, and I got that up from 50K he was asking for 12,000.
Nice. Okay.
So this is a real example. So a buyer can buy all cash or can ask for payment plan. So don't panic. This is normal. They can pay you 50%, 25% later on, all in the contract. Back to the broker. Usually buyers coming from your broker are vetted and safe. You don't have to panic. It's fine. Agree on specific set of hours of knowledge transfer. So if you sell your app, most of the contracts will include 3 months of knowledge transfer. But what does it mean, 3 months? You are now a slave? No, you have to agree on hours valid for 3 months. For example, you can offer 40 hours of knowledge transfer if their developer needs help. Whatever, you can start the counter. Hey, we have this specific set of hours to use for the next 3 months. If your team failed to be available in the next 3 months, it's not my problem. Here's a very professional answer to this kind of situation. Avoid selling via these the platforms I mentioned, because most of the buyers are just curious. Keep them as plan B. Because I tried that with another app, it's a mess. But you have to talk a lot with a lot of people at the same time. Everyone is looking to access the data, and it's a huge waste of time. Let me give you my secret weapon here, UGC or Arabic in North Africa. Brain scale and get local UGC content creators. It's our digital. They are specialized in UGC for Middle East and North Africa. And you can get 15% off from them. You can email them and tell them you are coming to me and give that a discount code. And they will figure out local creators if you need from KSA, if you need North Africa. You can give them the local and they will get you someone with that specific accent to do your videos, because Arabic is not the same across Middle East and North Africa. You can be very specific with them. They will help you with this. And as for localizations,
this market, so are you running ads for these markets, North Africa, Middle East?
In my last exit, I was running ads. So as I said,
okay,
my last exit was my huge point was Arabic.
Where were your sales coming?
Localization.
Or was it more in
US and,
Arabic?
US and Middle East.
And I think that's where, you know, your advantage comes into, because you speak Arabic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Arabic, in French, in German. So I already listed German company for UGC, French company for UGC. So all these are locals where you can generate. It's the same, almost the same price. It's not that expensive, around $100 for per creator, maximum 200. Is fine if you are scaling. Add more localizations, by localization, listing screenshots in an app. So three parts. So once you have the money, because this is the section app sold, you can partner with developer for equity on exit. So you can buy an app, get another developer from the community. Hey, I have this project, can work on it. I do the growth, you do the code, and you are not getting paid. You get a percentage when you sell this.
Yes, I like that. I like that idea.
So once you have the money, also you can invest in a tool called Big Spy. They are ad spying for apps, gaming and non-gaming. They are specialized in this kind. You can filter Google AdMob in iOS and search ChatGPT, for example. Brace all the chatbot apps, what they are running as videos, what they are running as photos, how many views per video, what's popular right now, if you can filter per last 7 days. So it's very, very practical to see what's going on right now. As Steve said, you can join the group for unique and published tips, apps, deals, job description if to communicate with Fiverr people. Don't get ripped off by freelancers. Just tell me, hey, I got this offer. Is it within the norm or it's not? Brainstorm rejection reasons.
I'm going to leave that up so you guys can put that code in. George says, if the app is making good revenues, why sell it? Why not continue to get that every month?
So can you guarantee that this trend is staying or not? So because if you are not selling while growing, the valuation is different if you are plateauing. If you are plateau, like 50K each month or 20, 30, 40, 50 in the last 4 months, it's two different valuations. You are not the same boat because selling the app for revenue plus the hope of growth. If you don't display hope of growth for the buyer, you will get a very different valuation. This is the point. If my chart is showing growth, that's where I'm selling around 100K per year and a chart is showing growth. Raise emotions around this kind of stuff, because if you mess with the data, buyer is not interested anymore, or they will offer a lower multiplier. because you are in a plateau situation.
Yeah, you're going to have to make that decision. But Betcher, you said it best, man. I think a lot of times we think we're the parent and the app is the child. I'll give you a real example. And I don't think my would mind me sharing this, but we worked on a client and here's, you know, like we've been able to really grow the sales a lot and he got an offer. So he launched it last August and now it's growing. He got an offer for a six-figure exit, really decent. And I was like, dude, I think you should exit this. Like, you don't know the trend and it's a pretty good cash offer for something that just really took off. Now it's starting to hold that trend, but something that really just took off recently. And so don't get, you know, for me, it's like risk management. I take risk, but I also like, I don't know, it could completely tank and more competition could come in. It's a nice offer. It's a really great offer, assuming these details too. And so we helped it grow really fast. This is one of my favorite case studies. It was just making a few $100s and then boom, using some of our tactics, we got to grow. And this is all organic right now. But like, I'm like, dude, that's a great offer. Like, really think about selling this.
Yeah, especially if it's all organic and you can prove it, that's a pretty good offer.
Betcher, how long do you typically wait after your app starts generating revenue before you consider selling it?
I aim always for 100K per year, 180 TTM, as I explained, and with a decent profit within those 100K TTM. So maybe I start listing and contacting my broker around 80K. There's a good trajectory going up, and that's a good chart to show to potential buyers. Hey, check this out. It's growing. Come buy it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.